blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I want to open today by talking about corn. There are a lot of crops planted in the Midwest, but none as important to that economy as corn. When I grew up, we fed the corn that we produced to our pigs and cows and chickens. Our yield per acre was about 70 bushel. Today, we expect 250 bushel per acre or more. We're thankful that the industry has found new uses for corn besides feed. 40% of our corn crop is processed into ethanol. That has meant everything to the corn industry. Without that new market, corn would be worth far less than it is today. However, the coronavirus has hammered the fuel market, and as a result, we're looking at record corn carryover this fall. Fortunately, China is making some big corn buys and is committed to carrying out phase one of our trade deal. Another opportunity is to increase a percentage of ethanol in our gasoline. We pull up at the gas station and fill up with 10% ethanol fuel. But E15, 15% ethanol, is legal, and some gas stations sell it, especially in the Midwestern states. If the public understood why E15 is better, they would want to buy it. But the big oil industry has fought ethanol with all of their power. I think we have a chance of increasing the ethanol fuel percentage to 20 or 30%. Did you know that Brazil uses 20% ethanol in their fuel? Now, I know some will argue that corn should be eaten. Don't burn it. Well, I say it's time we recognize that with all of our new technology and precision farming, we just produce more food than we can use, more food than the world could consume. We have a strong case. Biofuels ethanol produce lower emissions, resulting in cleaner air and higher octane, giving the engine more power. There are cities all over the world that could use cleaner air. I saw that when I was in China 3 years ago. Environmentalists should be cheering for ethanol. Last point, we can't control the weather, and I'm sorry for all the farms in Iowa devastated by the storms. And now hurricanes are pounding Louisiana and Texas. This is not an easy year down on the farm. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.